Everybody, Max here. Merlin was out of town this week, but we didn't want to leave you guys hanging. So we've put together kind of a weird episode for you. A couple of months ago, when we were starting the podcast, I went on a company trip with a bunch of the Cards folks to Disney World and Harry Potter World. And I had sort of an ill-fated call-in attempt where I tried to call the podcast from Harry Potter World and report my findings. And this was sort of before we were posting podcasts publicly. So it just sort of got excised from the episode, and we never thought anyone would hear it. But this week, Due by Friday, anti-Semitism correspondent Merlin Mann also found himself in Harry Potter World. And we tried the same mistake twice. So he called Alex and I and tried to report on what he was seeing from Harry Potter World. So we sort of stitched those together into one kind of Frankenstein episode for you. So first we'll hear from this summer my ill-fated call-in attempt from Harry Potter World in Orlando, Florida.
Max?
Hey,
all right, can we, Merlin, can you, are you, oh, you're here, good, okay, that worked.
Yeah, I'm here, I don't know, this might be a little noisy. How is it? Is it fun there?
Well, are we going, is this it? Is this the show?
Is this what people tune in for?
I think so.
So, currently, Max is using his telephone to call in because he is at Disney World slash Harry, I believe you're at Harry Potter World today, is that correct?
That's correct. I'm joining you from the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Most of the rides are too scary for me. But I'm really enjoying walking around. Right now I'm in Hogsmeade, and I'm enjoying, I had a pumpkin juice, I had a butter beer, I did do the Hogwarts Express, I purchased a wand, and I'm enjoying just hanging out in this crazy world.
What is in your wand, may I ask?
Well, I did the, so you have a lot of options when you go to the wand. I mean, they really upsell you. It's a real wizard upsell. And so, you know, your entry-level wands, those are going to be your pre-designed sort of character wands. So I did look at getting Hermione's wand or Dumbledore's wand. But I ultimately opted to go with the, they sort of have an Ollivander experience where a person in the shop will sort of match it up to you based on your personality traits, stress, astrology. And I opted to go with that. And Jen and I got the same wand, which is for people who are like writing and are funny and good at words. And I did, and then I further upgraded and I got an interactive wand, which I can point to things at in the Harry Potter, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, and make them come alive in real life. Mm.
Was there also a John Hurt type character to give you a creepy prophecy and make you very uncomfortable, get really close to your face?
There was, adorably, there was a little show that we got to do in the Ollivander's Wand Shop, and they pull, so basically you go in with like 20 people and you're sort of crowded into the shop, and they select one person from the crowd, and then it was a woman who was a pretty good actor, sort of played the creepy, you know, Ollivander character, and she selected a kid who was like, you know, I don't know, pretty, maybe what, 10 or something like that. Young enough that he was still earnestly having his mind blown. And then there's a whole show where, like, she picks different wands and the kid gives them to the kid and the lights and the sound change and there's, like, smoke and the whole room, like, activates when he points at things. And it was very delightful.
Oh, good.
I'm so jealous right now. I'm serious.
It's very cool. Now, the only issue with the whole, Disney World slash Wizarding World of Harry Potter experience for me is I hate roller coasters and they make me panicky and anxious. And every time I go to these parks, I get incredible social pressure. And because I'm always with a group of people and I don't want to slow the group down. So I wind up going on these rides and I hate them. I'm just choking back panic and white knuckling it and closing my eyes and looking at my Apple Watch, trying to figure out how much time is left on the ride. I mean, it's truly one of the worst feelings I have ever had in my life going on these rides. And it doesn't matter how intense the ride is. Like, we go on these rides that are like, oh yeah, this is for children 5 and up, and I'm still, just, my stomach is turning and I'm sweating and I have that bitter adrenaline taste in my mouth, and it's just a disaster. I hate it.
Well, the thing you have to do when you're at, especially at, I couldn't do this as much when I was at Harry Potter World, but I guess the experience has gotten a lot better. But like when you're at Disney, you just need to accept that this is your life now. This is what's happening, and like divorce yourself from the world and just sort of in like a Steve Jobs way, like they want you to experience it this way. It's going, I mean, as somebody, I feel like you must love the whole Magic Band experience and the magical experience.
Well, so what I get out of the park and what I wish, you know, the moments I savor are just the little design details and the way that the worlds of the park, I mean, Universal's not great at this, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter's like exemplary, but everything else in Universal is kind of sad. But Disney, I mean, my God, like every moment in the park's just like walking from park to park, and the way the music changes and the floor changes and the buildings. I mean, it's just stunning. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just, that stuff I love. Like we want, I love the international village thing in Epcot where you can go from all these like fake country to fake country and like eat little foods and do things. And that stuff is just blows my mind. That takes me right back to being, you know, 8 years old.
Do you think that the Magic Kingdom is kind of a shit show? I'm sorry, not Magic Kingdom. Oh, excuse me. Animal Kingdom, which is...
We did that yesterday, and now we did a very guided experience. We had a three-hour behind-the-scenes, like, safari. And it was, like, our group, and we got to put on, like, adventure gear, and it was really cool. We got, like, up close with the animals, so I had an amazing experience. I love the I don't know what you call it, the world building. So they have, like, an Africa world and an Asia world. And they looked, I mean, the design was unbelievable in the park. It just really, I mean, in a way that, like, when you're in Epcot and you go to these countries, you feel, you know, you're in the Disney World version of it. But when you're in Animal Kingdom, I mean, it really transported me to like Southeast Asia in a way, like, you know, that I've been there, and it was like, man, there's just so many of these little details are like incredible.
And that wasn't problematic for you. That's good.
The Animal Kingdom version, is pretty good. It's pretty good. Other than the fact that it's like rich white tourists like paying for it. If you can get over that, the representational issues are nearly absent.
All right, this will be cut out. But so then, is construction done in Animal Kingdom? Because that was like infuriating for me.
It was fairly. I don't. I mean, I have nothing to compare it to. I haven't been to Disney since I was very, very young, and I don't remember it. But this is my first time in Animal Kingdom. I felt like it was very finished, and the only thing is they're building an Avatar land in Animal Kingdom, and that's all under construction. But you can see these like. You know how every child has the fantasy of going to the Avatar planet and communicating with
Avatar? No, Avatar, that's not a thing.
Avatar the motion picture?
Yeah, the James Cameron, you know, every child's fantasy to hang out with the Na'vi and get the Unobtainium go through that wonderful world. They're building an entire land of that and sort of like, I don't know what you call it, in Star Trek, you call it, like, the terraforming, where they're, like, making these, like, floating, like, island things is, like, just fucking crazy to see it.
Love it. Love it.
Oh, well, you know how we can all remember one of the character names from the film Avatar right off the top of our head?
Oh, my gosh, there's the people.
Merlin, you go first.
Oh, God. You know what I love is those, the Sigourney Weaver Blue person. And you got the other guy and the brother. Oh, my God. You know, I almost watched that all the way through once. And I still think about it almost never.
I mean, it's very, very, oh, God. I have such distinct memories of leaving the theater being like, oh, man, this is the future of cinema. It's so great. And I've never been more ashamed or wrong about something.
It's kind of a black swan. And it is, if not the, one of the highest grossing movies of all time. And literally no one ever talks about it now.
Well, this is untenable for me, so I'm going to leave it to you guys to talk about the challenge. I will just close by saying I did see there is in the Spaceship Earth, inside of the giant golf ball in Epcot, they take you through this very sort of like Hegelian, like teleological, like theme park ride through history where you're like, first they developed like writing, and then they developed the printing press, and then this happened, and then that happened, and then it ends at, obviously, and then Epcot was built. And there is a Steve Jobs in there working on the not the Mac, the thing that they did for the computer club. What was that one called?
The Apple One.
The Apple One, yeah, thank you.
Did you burst into tears?
Animatronic Steve Jobs. I was surprised at how emotional. I got a little something out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. No one thought that was weird when it happened to me. Everything was fine. All right. I'll tell you though.
I also did the Hall of Presidents, and I actually cried at the Hall of Presidents. That's the only thing that really got me at Disney World was, like, damn, that Hall of Presidents is good. It pushes all of my America buttons. And then seeing Obama at the end of his term and seeing the robot Obama get up and give a speech, I was just like, I wanted to stand up and applaud. I was crying. I was like, damn, that got me.
It kind of gave me a panic attack because I'm like, what happens? You can't make a, oh God. Anyway,
it's not going to be Trump. Here's what's going to happen is Morgan Freeman is going to read 44 men's names, and then the spotlight's going to turn on, and Hillary Clinton's going to stand up, and she'll be the only woman there, and the whole spotlight will be shining on her futuristic jumpsuit.
The other robots will have to hold her up and give her cushions.
There'll be, like, syringes, the coughing mechanism. All right. Well, everybody told me to talk more during the episodes, so I think I've talked enough. And have a great time. Have a magical day.
See ya.
Bye. Do you think we should start over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, that was a simpler time before Donald Trump was president. I really like the confidence that we had, that we were like, oh yeah, of course it's going to be Hillary in the Hall of Presidents. But I think I did see them installing a sort of obese, melty Trump robot in Disney World. That's a shame that that's going to have to be there forever, because I don't think they take it out even once he gets impeached. Like, I think the Nixon guy is still there. He doesn't have like a lot of dialogue or inspirational film clips or anything like that. All right. Well, this week, as I mentioned, Merlin was the one who was in Harry Potter World. He was in the one that's somewhere in California. I'm not exactly clear where. And Alex and I persuaded him to abandon his child and give us a call on Skype. And we recorded this little chat.
Hello.
Hey,
how's it going?
Good. Merlin, tell our listeners where you are.
Well, I'm reporting to you live from Universal Studios Hollywood. I was trying to get to where I could talk to you from the Harry Potter area, where my heart is, but there were a lot of marauding seabirds and a fair amount of child sacrifice. I'm now ensconced in some kind of incredibly gay French area that has the softest music I could find. People are milling around. They're looking at each other over bottled water. Some men just gave each other some kind of semaphore code. A lot of shit is going down at Universal Studios.
Nah.
I had to retreat into some sort of Jurassic Park egg incubation building where there was like a woman dressed as a scientist who was like being attacked by a dinosaur on like some sort of live performance. That's where I did the bulk of my recording.
I have to be honest with you, Max, I would not be surprised if that happened. There are folds and invaginations to every alley and every throughway in this entire park. I think I've barely scratched the surface. There's so much shit going on here, and some of it seems really heavily unrelated, not branded. I think there are areas that are not sure or even open. It's a very disconcerting experience. The children are very broad. The drinks are extremely large. And there's a lot of there's branded footwear and flashlights, and there's a lot going on here.
So, Merlin, I'm aware that that you're in public, so you have to be careful what you say, right? You can't just blurt anything out. But
you know, here's what I think. Is there, could there be some sort of Pizzagate situation where there's a network of tunnels and there's children being moved around and the public doesn't even know? I mean, you can just reply yes or no.
Max, I don't know. I'm going to have to put this in a somewhat coded way. They serve very, very, very large beers here. Irresponsibly large, really child-sized beers. And there are people that are holding them. They've got they've filled strollers with them. I don't think they would notice if their kids got used for pizza. I don't think they would notice.
Here's
the thing. Like, I want to be cynical about this because this place is really super weird. But the Harry Potter part is so fucking cool and so well done. Alex, you've got to see this thing before you die. It is actually pretty amazing.
I was surprised that the Harry Potter world, it tapped into some sort of vein of nostalgia that I didn't know that I possessed. Because I didn't really like those movies or how they looked. But boy, like, being in that world was just like, it's just the art direction of it and the scale of it, it's just overwhelming. It's amazing.
I just don't know if it can ever live up to Disney World for me. Like, I'm afraid to go and be like, okay, sure, there's the platform, but, you know, it's no Magic Kingdom.
So, Merlin, when I went to the Harry Potter World,
right.
I did an assessment that all of the rides that were offered were too scary. And in addition to that, I feel that Universal has a certain seediness about it. There's a certain danger to Universal Studios that Disney does not have.
Max.
Where I do not feel I do not feel 100% confident in Universal.
Oh dear me. I don't know where to begin. Now the statements are going to become extremely coded because shit is fucking going down here. There's a place here. So they've got, well, first of all, to address what Alex was saying, yes, here's the thing. As we were texting earlier, anybody who's grown up on Disney World, you go, Disneyland seems like a place that used to be a nice mall, basically, compared to Disney World. Fucking forget about it. Disney World, you see, it's a wonder of engineering and imagination. And, like, everywhere you go, there's music and the cobblestones change. And Disneyland's like, fuck it, we close in an hour. You know, it's just, it's not there. Now you go to Disneyland, and they got this operation there called Downtown Disney, which is shopping. You know, it's like PJO Pooter Toots and Jimmy Jack's Fried Sauce Palace and whatever the fuck. They have one here called City Walk. City Walk is their even shittier Chick-fil-A ass version of one of these shopping places for grown-ups. Oh, and it's basically like a Dave and Buster's for people who are at the level of needing a scooter. So, with all respect. But there's one place there called It's Sugar, and it's concatenated as ITSUGAR. Not only is it full of massive amounts, it's basically like the witch's house, which is, you know.
Now you're pronouncing that as It's Sugar, but it sure sounds like the name of that place is It's Sugar.
It's Sugar. Now get this. So of course they've got shit like, you can buy a cereal box full of fucking Swedish fish. Like, anybody needs that. No, thank you. Just bins and bins of sugar. But guess what else they have? It's like a Spencer's gift for people. Spencer gifts for people who are like 22 and just discovered alcohol. They also have shot roulette games there you can buy. They have like a literal shotgun for shooting shots. I'm saying if you were going to abduct some your own little minions, I would attract them into a sugar house like that, very much so.
And
I wouldn't
sugar.
Be surprised if there were tunnels. It's sugar. As I've been sitting here, I've seen a lot of men moving in and out of doorways looking very, very suspicious. And I'm just in France.
I think that we've blown the lid off of this place. I mean, one of us has got to go back with a shotgun and show them what's what.
And you know, 'cause the real question of my vacation is, who needs 15 accounts with 10 different companies in Cyprus? Is my question to you. It's just been all day, all night, Paul Manafort for the last 2 days, and I'm losing my goddamn mind.
Can you report back on the rides that you've chosen to do or not do? Because as I said, I didn't go on them. I judge them to be all too scary for me.
I need to hear about the Minion ride.
Oh my god! Oh my god! The Minion ride. Okay, so here's the thing: the Harry Potter ride was the very first one we went on. Everybody says you can't miss this. It was one of the scariest things I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Which one is that? Is that in Hogwarts?
Yeah, it's the one called Forbidden Adventure or Forbidden Journey or something
that. Okay, so in this one, I went with Amy, and we did not go on the ride, but we went through the castle. And the castle was fucking awesome inside. It was so just waiting in line. Oh, just to be clear, this is like, so you can go, you can basically go in and say,
it's like it's pitch black. You could barely see anything. It's so dark.
So if you're at Universal, you can go up to the attendant at Hogwarts, the old man in like the bellhop uniform, and you can say, excuse me, I'm a coward. I don't want to go on this ride, but I do want to look inside the castle. And they will give you like, they'll let you into a special line and you can just go look through the castle. And it was cool.
you go down a tunnel and you wake up and it's sugar.
No, it was really cool. I don't know. Maybe this was because I was in the one in Florida. And the one in Florida, the interior of the castle was amazing. There were the moving paintings and there were robots. And it was fucking crazy in there. It was awesome. But then when I saw people that getting into the ride, and it looks like what you're getting into is some sort of 3D virtual reality pod on a track. So you're basically going down a roller coaster, but there's a screen in front of your face.
Oh, no, it's fucked up. It's all the scariest parts of, like, the Haunted Mansion bulb that can, like, turn back and sideways and forward. But, you know, that's 1960s technology. In this case, this thing, you're going way, way back, you're going way, way down, and it combines all of the things of, like, those crazy 3D rides where it really feels like you're going straight down. Then, whip pan, you got a fucking Dementor in your face. And then you fall down a little bit more, and this time there's a dragon and hot fire, heat. Is hitting you in the face with the dragon breath. That was the scariest ride. That was the best ride. The Minions ride, you know how you experience that thing on Harry Potter? You experience like, oh, this is great. They've made it so that, you don't even realize you're in a line. Oh, isn't that clever? You're walking around. It's Pirates of the Caribbean all over again. It's so cool. You don't even notice that this is a big line scam. Minions does not quite have this pulled off. Because they have chambers inside of chambers. And it's a little bit more of it. Gru has to explain to you about your goggles. It's like, fuck you. Just let me have my life back. I have to go learn about Paul Manafort in my hotel room for the next 3 hours to drink wine. I cannot be here all day learning about what Agnes wants to give as a gift to fucking Gru. But it was fun. It was fun. Those actually have been very successful rides. Now here's the problem. I'm 50, and I'm in that stage of life where mainly I think about what everything costs and how it got made. So that's my whole thing. I think about Paul Manafort and how things were made. That's all I've been thinking about. It really is a wonder.
Did they scam you into buying one of the interactive wands?
No, I'm not an idiot. We didn't buy an interactive wand. We should have gotten the interactive one. You should have seen my daughter deliberating over which wand to buy. She finally went with the Luna Lovegood. It had a nice feel to it. But no, I know. I kind of wish we got. Did you, and Max? Did you get an interactive wand?
I did. I didn't get a character wand. I got a material. I got like a Hawthorne wand. I got the nerd one.
Well, we spent about $35,000 since we got here yesterday, and we got some pretty. That's the proof. We got a notebook. We got a wand, and then we had dinner a couple times. $35,000 is more or less what we spent. It just really just keeps going right out the window, and we haven't even really dug in at its sugar yet. So we're gonna try and hit City Walk on the way home. Buy my daughter some Skechers because there's a Skechers store. She wants some fucking light up shoes from Harry Potterville.
Now, at Universal, there's two worlds. There's Diagon Alley and the other one, and you take a train in between them. Did you have that experience? Yeah.
No. See, this is part of the beauty of like. I think this is. I'm sorry. This is boring, but. Like, one thing that's amazing about these experience rides is the footprint is almost nil. I mean, compared to something like what you need for a roller coaster, you think about how much fun adventure at all. The biggest part of the attraction is going to be the line because it's very compact in the way that it's designed. You follow? Like, if you don't have a big footprint for your area, like you know, in this case, the place is not huge. So they're able to jam in a lot of these attractions by making them really small. So, no, it's just one you kind of go in. I don't know. It was a little bit magical. You walk in and there's a gate. And I think you got a photo of my daughter and I posing with the guy from the Hogwarts Express.
Yep.
And the stores. The stores are fucking great. They're all great. Things are writing themselves. There's pots that are cooking themselves. And they got all the stores. They got Ollivanders. They got Honeydukes. They got it all. $35,000 spent in that area today.
But now I'm just wondering, like, it sounds like such a magical, wonderful place, but how does, like, the milieu switch from, oh, look at this magical place, to a Skechers store?
Yeah, well, that's when you go cut over to City Walk. I have to tell you, the rest of this is fun and fine. The Harry Potter stuff is so noticeably a cut above. It is some of the finest amusement park experiences that I've ever had. It's really very well done. In terms of all you're talking about, the art direction, the integration, you know, one thing that's great, if you're doing a California theme park rather than a Florida, you got to think about sight lines. So the stuff they do here with sight lines is monkey balls, so that you don't see, this is something that's really huge at Disney World, but they, out of art, but here out of necessity. And they've done a really good job with that. But what's really jarring, though, is like, it's just a brand thing. It's just kind of weird. It's like, here, go on this tour where we tell you about Destry Rides again and show you what Jaws was. And it's like, well, no, that all just kind of made up. Oh, well, one of the attractions on the tram ride was at the Base Motel, where a guy who looks like he might have a cable TV show carries a body out with a knife and puts that in his car. So that was kind of fun. Yeah, that was nice.
No.
But no, it's a little bit jarring because it is kind of brand salad here. I mean, it's so weird. It's such a combination of all these different things that aren't related except by who owns them. There's not that much continuity. You know what I mean? Like, whereas even at Disney, they find a way to do like, oh, it's Darth Vader with Mickey ears. And here it's like, oh, well, you put fucking Minion goggles on and call it a Funko. And I'm like, okay. Sure. I'm having fun. I'm not cynical. I do have a lot of questions about why you need 15 accounts with 10 different companies in Cyprus, but I'll figure that out tonight.
I don't want to cause you to spend $35,001, but did you guys guys get a butter beer?
Yes. I wasn't going to admit it, but yes, I tried a butter beer.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like if Hagrid came into a Greek yogurt a week ago.
Do you think it's effervescent? So you're saying it's a lot. You're saying Rejoice, it's a live beverage.
Rejoice, it's a beverage. No, it's very, very live. It's got a nice fizz to it.
You think there's some micro? You think it's got microorganisms right in there?
Oh, absolutely. It's all in there. It should have a fortune on it, for all I know. No, it was good, and we ate at the broomsticks. We had the three broomsticks, and it was really good. Off the record, I should go soon because the park's going to close. My family wants to know where I am.
Oh, okay.
Can you excuse me if I duck out soon?
Yeah. I think we've
got the compilation, right? This is all for the compilation.
No, it's all for the compilation.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's going to be compiled.
No, I appreciate you guys doing this. I know this is a silly pain in the ass, but I'm really glad you did it.
No, it's gonna get compiled with my visit to Harry Potter World, and where I mostly complained about how the rides were too scary.
And then, listen, you guys, I'm gonna start moving through the park. So there will be a variety of completely unrelated sounds going on.
Okay,
honestly, hand to God, I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Now,
right now.
I don't want to. I know you're there currently, so I don't want to like degrade your experience too much. But it sounds like from your description, Alex, you know, when you do the Harry Potter World, it clearly you need to go to Florida, the Florida one.
Oh God, yeah.
I mean, that seems like
I'm
the more
a
legit.
Monster.
That seems like the more legit experience.
I want a nerdy wand. I want Dragonheart in my wand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Merlin, did you do the little show at Ollivander's? Because that was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a little disappointing.
Really? Did they pick a shitty kid? Because when we went, they picked a great kid. But I was like, if they picked,
no,
here's the
it was
thing
even
is,
worse than a shitty kid. It was a shitty short grown up. It was like, fuck.
Oh,
come on,
no.
Louise, bring it up a notch.
Oh,
no.
Very low energy.
So you had a kind of a cuck wizard.
She was a cuck witch. Now, much like a Stevie Nicks sort of character.
Yeah, I mean, now we had a big, strong alpha wizard, and he picked an adorable child, and it was a really, it was a great experience. Like, I was living through the magic of the child, and I was like, this big, strong alpha wizard, he's making the room light up, and then he's telling me I'm magical and giving me a wand. But then I was thinking, if that kid was shitty, he'd really ruin it for everyone there.
Well, you know, they're gamers. They do the best they can. But, like, for example, you know how easy it is? You know how easy it is to hate people? And, like, when you're someplace in public, it's so much easier to really, really hate people. And it takes increasingly less and less to really hate a stranger. For real reason. Okay, there's a total tiger mom behind us in line giving her child instructions from as far as she can reckon on the best way to get picked to be Wizard Boy. When you go into the wand store.
Oh, I hate this. I hate this.
Briefing her child. I hate her so much. So she's briefing him. Now listen, Brandon, you're going to want to get in there and you want to get in the middle and give him a big smile and big eyes, big magic eyes. And I'm so fucking happy where Brandon lost.
Oh, fuck Brandon.
Fuck them all. Oh, what a mess. Anyway, I'm cursing at a theme park. I should go meet my family at the Skechers store because we're going to buy my daughter some light-up shoes.
It's shoes.
Is there anything I can get for you guys while I'm here? Is there anything that I can bring back for you guys?
Well, you've already given us the greatest gift of all, which is your time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I started calling everything, like when you're, like you say space dollars, or you say like, let's have our space meal. I'm just calling everything muggle everything now. It's just hilarious. I got my muggle movement, my muggle bowel movement, I got my muggle money, I got, my money, my muggle bake pen.
That'd be pretty funny if I the next time I go into the Chipotle and I say to the cashier, excuse me, do you take muggle money here?
With a little wink. Would it surprise you to know that I'm aware guacamole is extra? Magic is in the air.
Bye. Thanks for engaging with our content. Bye.